Your nervous system is your body's command center. A vast network of billions of neurons firing electrical signals at lightning speed. From your brain down through your spinal cord, it controls everything. Movement, sensation, thought, breath. Every heartbeat, every memory, every reflex, all coordinated in milliseconds. It's the most complex communication system on Earth. And it's inside you. Washington's broken. Career politicians made promises. Then they forgot about us. Sarah Walsh has spent over 20 years fighting for working families in our community. This time, let's send someone who will actually listen. This November, vote for Sarah Walsh and for a better path forward. Welcome to Diamond Intelligence. I'm Dina, and I'll be walking you through setting up your training account today. First, navigate to training.diamondintelligence.com and click the blue Create Account button in the top right corner. You'll need your employee ID. That's the six-digit number from your welcome packet. Once you've entered those, you'll create a password. Your dashboard will populate with all the training modules assigned to your role, and you can start learning at your own pace. If you run into any issues, our support team is available 24/7 through the chat icon in the bottom right. Now, let's get you set up and on your way to mastering the Diamond Intelligence Platform. Queen Isolde stood alone on the eastern ramparts as the first light broke over the enemy encampment. She had sent away her guards for this meeting. If General Carvoth wanted her dead, no amount of swords would stop him. He came at the appointed hour, climbing the outer stairs with only two bannermen trailing behind. Up close, he was younger than she'd imagined, perhaps 40 winters, with grey already threading through his dark beard and a scar bisecting his left eyebrow. His armor was practical, worn, the mark of a man who fought alongside his troops rather than commanded from silk pavilions. "Your Majesty," he inclined his head, a gesture of respect that surprised her. "I appreciate your willingness to speak."